Good morning and welcome to the chat on Newsday Amarillo and News Channel 10-2. I'm David Lovejoy.
I'm Lori Crawford.
And I'm Commander Cody, Field Marshal of the Universe, Chuck Williams.
All those titles, good Lord. We're going to talk about something that it just really is meaningful. And we were talking off camera a while ago, and I have a friend of mine from the military in Chicago, and I told him about this thing that happens here, and he was just awestruck. He said he never heard of something like this. And what it is Wheels to Prosper. Brandon and the great folks over at Aardvark Automotive each year go out, find a decent car, get it into shape, you know, make sure it's worthy, roadworthy, making sure it's mechanically sound, and they find one deserving person in our community, and they make a gift of that car. And when you say it out loud, you think, wow, that's crazy. And because this isn't a national chain, this is a man who just gets up every morning to put food on the table, but he still sees the need to help out. We're joined right now with Brandon from Aardvark Automotive. Brandon, good morning, sir.
Well, good morning to you. Thank you.
Anytime, sir. Now, just so the listeners know, what is Wheels to Prosper, and why did you start it, and how long ago?
Well, in 2011, a few shop owners all over the country got together and decided to figure a plan to give back to our communities. We wanted to make a difference in someone's life, and Aardvark has been lucky to be involved for over 11 years now, and we are blessed to give over 14 cars away so far. It really is the height of our year, and it's a way to give back to the community that's kept us going over 40 years.
So, Brandon, in this time, of struggle, especially for business owners, why press forward with the project?
It is a weird time. The times of struggle are when we should stick together the most.
Boom.
You know?
Right.
Right on the nail right there.
Brandon, guess how would a person qualify to get one of these cars? What do they have to do? Are there any strings attached to this?
Well, there's no strings. Every year we get nominations, sometimes by the hundreds, and basically they're for hardworking people, which we have a lot in our community, that right. Just simply are car challenged, whether theirs is barely running or don't have one at all. When we get those nominations, it goes to a committee across our community, and they pick the best one that God leads them to. And Wheels to Prosper. It'll give them some wheels to help them thrive forward.
Now, just I don't need an exact number, but just a ballpark figure. How much do the people who take part in Wheels to Prosper, how much do you invest in that vehicle? How much money-wise would you say goes into an atypical vehicle?
Well, sure. And everybody that has a car knows how expensive it can get. It's different every year, but it doesn't matter what it costs here. We're going to keep them running for that year. We're going to fix everything we see the best we can. You're going to have air conditioning, tires, brakes, radio. Everything's important. So it varies every year, but it's sure worth it to see a smiling face getting around easier.
Now, Brandon, you're in need of a vehicle for this year. So what exactly are you needing from our viewers and listeners? How can they help?
Thank you. This year's weird. There's a shortage of cars nationally.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're looking for a gently used vehicle. Our team at Aardvark is glad to fix all the mechanical, get all the maintenance done. So don't hesitate. If you happen to have an extra vehicle that you're not using every day and it's just sitting, why not help bless a family or a person in our community? Just simply give us a call. We can help with the process. We can tow it over. Whatever it needs, as long as it's a gently used family vehicle, we'll get it fixed up and on the road for someone.
You know, I was hearing you talking about you're going to make sure this thing has air in the tires, air conditioner, heater, and everything. Hey, that's better than my car. but I tell you, you know, when you look at the expense that you go through to take care and upkeep of a car and maintenance, you are literally giving these people a brand new car mechanically. You know, when it comes down to something like that, it's the after the expense after you get the car that they don't have to worry about that for a year, right?
We got you covered. Just saw the last year's winter a few weeks ago. We did a couple of tweaks, some oil changes, got them back on the road. It's still running very well.
Now, Brandon, when you hand over the keys to that recipient, do you see a change in them? Do you see them now say, well, the world cares about me, so I care about myself? Do you see a change
right.
in how they look at other people and how they approach things like this?
Almost every year, and tears are bonded. For the most part, there's been little kiddos that get car seats and more comfortable, and they're riding around without waiting for someone to give them a ride. So I hope that they have more freedom.
Mm-hmm. Now, Brandon, I know you're looking for a vehicle, but what about monetary donations? Is there a way we can donate, some money to help out with this project?
Well, absolutely. That would be a wonderful blessing. We have all kinds of applications online, or just simply give us a call. It's amazing. Every year, it's not just us. O'Reilly's Auto Parts, many other people mm-hmm. get together to help us get this done. And boy, is it worth it?
And you were speaking at car seats a minute ago. I mean, when the point comes along, when you're to that point, and you find out what family, you know, will you allow us to, you know, possibly ask folks for those car seats, gas cards, things like that?
Oh, absolutely. That makes it wonderful. Last year, two new child seats were donated as well to go along with the car, brand new, and it was looking and feeling good.
Wonderful.
So, really, this is a win-win situation for the community as well as the people who receive the gift of an automobile.
Well, I agree with that. And our community is very special. I wouldn't choose to live anywhere else, especially through the last few years. We have a great place to live. Thankful.
Yeah, and it's because of folks like you, Brandon, that mm-hmm. is a great place to live. You hit it on the nail when you said this has been a strange year, strange 18 to 20 months
right.
with COVID. And, everybody lost a little bit of income and it became difficult. And for some on the lower end of the pole, it became just darn near impossible to overcome. And you as a business owner, you have to make sure your employees are paid. You have to make sure you have your equipment and you're keeping up to date. And so for you to say, I don't care about that right now, I'm still going to have a charitable heart, going to have a giving spirit, is just amazing. And what we want to do here at the chat is we want to be a conduit. If you have a car, if you have a car seat you want to donate, give us a call here or call Brandon at Aardvark Automotive or stop by. They're located at 5825 Canyon Drive. Give them a call at 806-242-1073. You can go to aardvarkautorepair.com. And what I also want you to do, if you have a minor repair you need on your car or there's something, these are the kind of businesses you want to support because they support your community. A lot of businesses come here and they really just take money out of our community because they're a big chain or they're national. But the people who work for Brandon and Brandon and his family, they shop at your grocery stores. They support your baseball teams. They go to your churches. And we have to stand with these guys and make sure we care about what they do and how they do it because they give back so greatly. And Brandon, it just every time I talk about this and I hear about it, I'm amazed. Last year we had a young lady who got a vehicle. And you could just see it in her face about just
right.
She just, it was a burden lifted off of her. And that was due to you and your great folks, Brandon.
Well, we hope so. I thank everybody in our community for our support. And thank you guys for taking time to talk with me this morning.
Anytime. We're going to keep this up. What's the deadline to nominate somebody?
Well, we're going to be going all the way up to November 12th. Mm-hmm. So we've got a little bit of time there. Try to make this all happen right before the holidays. Yeah. And that might ease some pain on someone.
There you go. If you've got a car that you're not using or, you know, sitting out in the yard, give Brandon a call. They'll take care of it. 806-242-1073 or stop by Aardvark Automotive. They're located at 5825 Canyon Drive. Let's make somebody's year special this year. Let's make those wheels really prosper this year and help out Aardvark and the great folks there. Brandon, we'll talk to you soon. We'll get an update here at the end of the month, and we're going to find your car. We're going to find you one real quick, okay?
It's a team. God bless you.
Thank you. There you go. Be careful, Brandon. Thank you again, sir. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more chat right here on Newsday Amarillo and on News Channel 102.
Did you get all the stimulus money for you and your family? Do you have children and didn't know you could receive monthly child tax credit payments? You can claim your monthly child tax credit payments and missing stimulus payments, even if you don't file a traditional tax return. Visit ssa.gov/EIP to learn how you can apply online. Get the money your family deserves. Visit ssa.gov/EIP. Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.